Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yo, DM.
Hey, DB.
Did you get my DM?
I believe I did.
I am DB.
Pretty stoked.
Listen, you and I are doing stand-up together. We're doing a stand-up show at Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas, in the Domain on Tuesday, October 24th. And
hell yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that. But do you know who's not going to be there, Doug?
Other Dougs? Because they never come?
They never do. I mean, they should. They should come out if they can. Like, you know, I used to offer free tickets, but now all I'm saying is, you know, just tell us you're a Doug at some point during the show, and then we'll discuss like some sort of remuneration. Like maybe
for the love of God, just come out.
A ticket to another show or like a free drink or I don't know what, but come on out, Dougs. They're saying in DC that there's like a plague of Dougs. Some of them good, some of them not so good on both sides of the aisle. They got it's the era of the Doug, but only in Washington, D.C. I don't encounter it anywhere else I go.
Yeah, nowhere.
But I was just asking you if you knew who was going to be there to set up a transition into our guest today. Won't be there in Austin, but she is with us today. She's got a busy life to lead. She's an actress. She's a comedian. She's a
magician.
No, I'm just trying to think of the right way to say it. I was gonna say funny name haver, but her name's not funny. It's just sort of like I don't know.
It's
just
different.
It's unique. Elegant. Yeah, Carlisle Forrester is her name. Carlisle Forrester. I'm pretty sure I met her through Nikki Glaser, but we'll get into that and a whole lot more here on August 17th, if anyone was using us as your calendar, August 17th, 2023. Let's go to work.
That song is
just, it's not quite long enough to finish a bong rip, you know, a really good one, before diving into the show. But hello, Carlisle Forrester.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Dougs.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Oh, that's good. Now you've, I take it that you've met Doug Mellard before, Carlisle?
I have met Doug Mellard. I know his beautiful wife, Flynn.
Oh. We have an awesome mutual friend that kind of connects us, a photographer friend that's badass. But that's
okay.
An Austin connection, which I hear where you guys are now, right, Doug?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize y'all moved there, or moved back, rather.
Yeah, it's been 2 years now. It was just like one of those things where, you know, things were just crazy and we weren't going to make an announcement on social media or anything because it's like, who gives a shit? Things are crazy everywhere. We don't need to go announcing it. We're just here now. Everybody figured out.
That's right.
Here we are. And now it's hot.
I was just there 2 weeks ago and it was like 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
And I had the bright idea to go to Barton Springs on a Saturday, you know. So
oh yeah.
That was fun, but you know, very, very crowded.
Yeah, it's the
I guess
one
the
thing
trick
you
is
can
to go
do.
during the Monday or Tuesday, and it's like the best time to go.
It doesn't get, isn't that like too hot for Barton Springs? Like, don't you basically, like, when you go there, you end up like just sitting around on rocks and stuff?
Well, Barton Springs is really, really cold because it's a natural spring.
Oh, okay.
No matter how hot it gets, it's always like ice cold and it feels so good.
Yeah, it's like
now I get the
62 or
appeal.
Something.
Yeah.
It resets your like body temperature, like brings your core down. So you can actually kind of deal with the heat for like, I don't know, 5 minutes after you get out, you feel okay. And then you have to get back in the water. So,
it's kind of like a
kind
cold
of nice.
Plunge.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I've never, you know, it's a thing that I hear about all the time when I'm in Austin, but I've never, I don't think I've ever experienced it.
Now, what about Doug? Have you ever, or Doug's, I should say, do you go stand up paddle? Because that's my favorite Austin activity by far.
I've done it, but yeah, mostly just dips in Barton Spring, just swim around.
Could you get like a really, Doug, could you get a really big board and put Penny on it?
Oh, yeah. People get creative. I've seen bands put a bunch of boards together and stuff and perform on the water. It's
That's
crazy.
So Austin.
It's Austin. Keep it weird.
What about your dog? Does your dog go paddleboarding, Carlisle?
Well, whenever I lived in Austin, I had a dog that used to sit on the paddleboard. My dog Gracie, may her
That
soul
is
rest. Yeah, because I used to live there like years ago.
Yeah.
That's where I started this habit. But now I go back and I visit friends, and it's like the last thing they want to do because it's so touristy.
Right.
So I'll just go and I'll take my friend's dog so that she can go.
I love a dog that'll just sit there, you know, and because like even dogs that like the water also just they'll stay on the board and not jump in, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. All right. So do you remember how we met, Carlisle?
How did we meet?
Yeah, right.
I think maybe we were like on an episode of Nikki's radio show together, maybe.
That was probably it.
Yeah, like the Sirius XM days. We did you up with Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, that's our worlds colliding right there, I think, because you know, I've known Nikki for a long time, and then you were you appeared on that show a lot with her, so that's definitely what it was.
Yes.
And
then you started asking me to do your show after you found out I was a big stoner. So,
yeah,
you know,
so
I don't know,
on the weed
maybe
show.
8 or 9 episodes, you know, I don't know how many appearances I've had at this point. Here
yeah, you've been on a few times. Do you remember like, is there a like most famous or most you know, person you're most excited about getting high with on the show?
Oh yes, I remember we had a really fun time with Matt Besser, the creator of Upright Citizens Brigade. And that was an honor for me to meet Matt because I always studied at Upright Citizens Brigade. So I got to like thank the person that, you know, created that for doing that. Because I just think it's cool that they started that school, helped me out a lot. So it was cool to like meet him.
Yeah, that's, you know, we just always, you just pair people up and just, you know, 2-3 guests at a time that weren't necessarily, didn't necessarily know each other. So people got to meet some interesting people. But I glanced at your IMDb page, Carlisle.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Because I like to prepare for an interview. And but the thing that jumped out at me is that you're in a short film that, I want to get this title right, is called Wear a Mask, Bat Dick?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes.
Is that, is that the punchline? Am I blowing out the short film by saying is the title also the punchline?
Yeah, pretty much, because this was obviously during COVID, and it was
obviously the
time whenever during COVID, like, if people didn't have on a mask, you would just shoot them like the dirtiest look ever. Like, you were just like, look at this fuck just spreading his germs around. And you just give them a dirty look. So the premise of the short is that Batman is running around without a mask. And even though he's a, you know, Batman and he's saving people, people are like, get away from me, you fuck. Like, he's trying to save people from, you know, getting mugged. And they just like don't even want to be near him because he doesn't have on a mask. My huge cameo, which I should really win some short film awards for, is my boyfriend and I pass him on an escalator and I just shake my head at him in disgust. even though he's on his way to save the planet.
Yeah, you're credited as woman, but the credit should be woman on escalator. They should really be more.
Well, they don't want to give specific. Away, you know, my whole part in the thing. I mean, yeah. I don't need some mystery. It's like, what is this woman gonna right. do?
Is she gonna be elsewhere or just on the escalator?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a tease. Like, where is this going? So, well, good luck with all those short film awards. The trouble with short film awards is they're smaller than regular film awards. so they're harder to display.
They're just short.
You end up just using them as doorstops. But before we discuss your name today, Carlisle, part by part, we just pick it apart. We've got some warm-up questions that we ask every guest, and it starts with, you know, I'm realizing now that that short that you described is extra funny because Batman does wear a mask. It just doesn't cover his mouth.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't be that hard for him to just go that extra mile. It would even protect his identity even more.
Right.
If he just went ahead and wore a mask over his gaping maw. Okay. First question is tattoos. How many do you have and how do you feel about it?
Well, believe it or not, I have zero. I've just
okay.
I've never liked anything enough to have it permanently yeah. on me. And for me, not to judge anybody else, for me, I don't like it because I feel like at some point I would just want to scrub it off like it was dirty ink or something. And that would drive me crazy to have something on me I couldn't get off.
Yeah, it's like when you put a hat on a dog that doesn't want to wear a hat.
Yeah, I'm not about it. And so typically, whenever I date, I look for that as well. Which is really even harder to find in a guy. Like, you know, rarely do people have like no tattoos, but it's just a personal preference.
It's a, you know, we've discussed this with a lot of people now, and there seems to be the ones with the zero tattoos. They just don't have something. It's that important to them that they want to make that commitment to having it on them. And then other people just sort of, don't find it to be that much of a commitment. You know, they just you know what I mean? They're just like, it's just tattoos, you know?
And, also, I think my parents would disown me. My
okay.
sweet Southern parents, they're not all about that.
Tattoos. Oh yeah. My parents hate it. And I have a mom spaghetti tattoo because I'm clearly in the other boat where it's just skin. Who gives a shit? So I got this dumb mom spaghetti tattoo with like a fork with a banner around that says mom spaghetti. And it's like stabbing a meatball and there's noodles. And my mom doesn't know the M&M reference. So she just thinks I like her spaghetti. So she likes that one. I'm like, yeah, that's all you, mom.
Oh.
She, it'd be so funny if she's just like flipping around the channels and lands on 8 Mile.
Wait
gets
a minute.
Gets the secret blown out. Wait a second. Well, this guy likes his mom's spaghetti too. She calls you up. Do you know you have something in common with Eminem?
I'm like, he wrote that song based off of me liking your spaghetti so much.
He saw my tattoo. And he doesn't even like his mother, but he's still okay. I'm proud of you, Carlisle. The zero tattoos is I think it's the way to go, and be proud of it.
You have none, right, Doug?
I got zero. But you're right also about if that's something you're looking for in a person is a lack of tattoos, it's hard to you know, unless you just come right out and ask and they're honest about it, they, you know, they could have tattoos under their clothes all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, so you really gotta get in there and investigate. So what about, I know you have currently have a dog that goes by the name Chloe.
That's right.
Did you name Chloe?
I named.
Or did Chloe come named?
No, I definitely named her. She came with a really much shittier name that sounded way too much like white privilege. She was named Aspen
before. Oh, God.
Terrible name for a dog.
That is like the perfect like comedy, you know, name for a you know, a fancy rich lady with a tiny dog.
Yeah, and she already Aspen. Looks like white privilege because she's like fluffy, white, blue eyes, and she looks like a designer dog. I mean, she is a designer dog, though I got her for free because this lady, you know, got her and then didn't want to train her. But like, I almost feel bad because I'm more of like a rescue dog person, and I swear whenever I go down the street, there's people that are just giving you the bad look because they think you bought this poodle and paid to have it for Ed. And you want to be like, no, no, I swear I got it for free. Like telling everybody. But she really is beautiful. And she's on my Instagram page if anybody wants to go see her. Gorgeous blue eyes. The meaning of life is in there.
So the dog was able to handle the transition between names, like the other name hadn't really sunk in yet.
Oh,
or...
not at all. She was like 3 months old. And I named her Chloe because did you know this? Dogs can hear the E sound better. So like it's always better to name a dog like Maddie, Bailey, Penny, Doug, like, you know, because they pick up on that a little better than like, you know, George.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm just thinking now of all the terrible dog names that have existed over the years, like Rover and Spot. Yeah. Spotty would be better.
Now, my first dog had a really great name. My first dog ever. And this could tell you kind of where my parents were at the time. But my first dog's name was Stoli, like the vodka.
Right.
And I've always loved that name. I want to rename a dog that at some point because it's so cute. Stoli.
Did the dog have any like Russian or communist ties?
Yeah, you know, he would know.
Yeah, he was always sniffing around important paperwork.
More just like my parents' liquor of choice around that time.
Right. Well, that's you know, that's a great I think most boozes, there's lots of boozes I think would be cute dog names.
Yeah,
you know, whiskey, not Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniel Terrier.
Jaeger. I could see a Jaeger.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I think there's hardly any that would be. It's got to be a bad one. I mean, I guess you don't want to name a dog like Peppermint Schnapps, but just the Schnapps part is kind of fun. Schnappy. Schnapps. How about Schnappy?
Funny.
Yeah, Schnapps is just is a great word. I gotta work that into a punchline. So that's been your pet naming career. Those two,
pretty much, yeah.
Never like a gerbil or a rabbit or anything else you got to name?
Well, I did have a goldfish whenever I was a little girl. And whenever I was little, I really loved the show Regis and Kathie Lee.
Naturally.
Yeah, as little kids do.
So I did have a goldfish that was named Kathie Lee Gifford.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Goldfish named Kathie Lee. I heard that fish can hear L sounds. is their number one consonant. That is so crazy. Did you pretend to be Regis and just yell at it, Kathie Lee? Hey!
You
know, like...
You got to believe. Look at this castle. Oh my God! He's can you see it? You see the tiny scuba diver? Oh my God!
Oh man, you could do that all day. That's fun.
But picturing you as a little girl doing that is even better. That's great.
Oh yeah, put on a little jacket and tie and scream at your fish. Yeah. Kathie, we got to go to break.
I was supposed to watch a neighbor's goldfish when she went out of town one time. Totally forgot about the whole thing. Oh. The fish died. She came back. And so I remembered at the end, and it's like, oh crap, it's dead. So I made this video of me finding the fish dead with a suicide note. I forgot the name of the fish, so I just signed the note, the goldfish, and just...
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
She didn't buy it.
Oh man, goodbye, I love that you made a video instead of just leaving the note. Why do you, you know, the video implicates you. You're not covering your tracks very well. Okay, so what about, are you a person, now we're not, there's no judgment here, because everybody has it at some point in their life, like a vehicle or any kind of, you know, things you don't need to name, you know, like boats. Well, I guess boats need to have an official name if they want to be registered or whatever. But like for like a car or like a bike or a
car, every car I've had has been named.
You give it a name because that's what some people do.
Yes. Now, I think you'll both appreciate my current car's name because I just got a white Bronco, which I'm very proud of, and its name is OJ.
Wow.
What else would you name a white Bronco? Come on.
It doesn't seem like you have a lot of other options. It's true.
Perfect. It's too perfect. And whenever I tell everybody, it's hilarious. It never gets old.
Wow. I knew this comic who used to say, now I can't even think of how the joke goes, but the punchline was about being, he's like a car because he's a white celebrity. Remember when like Ford had a car called Celebrity?
What?
This guy, he wasn't even well enough known to be making a joke about being a celebrity, but that was the punchline, is this, he's like that car, a white celebrity.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. And by the way, no celebrity is ever driving a Ford Celebrity.
That's what I mean. It's just such a bad.
Also, what about this? Nobody in Malibu has ever driven a Chevy Malibu, I would venture to say.
I have to say that I agree with you on that for sure. But on the other hand, a couple of things. First of all, when I rent a car, the Chevy Malibu is one of my favorite car types because I just like the size of it. And, you know, it's because like a lot of rental car places now try to push a big car on you or an electric car.
You don't need it.
Tesla. I like it. Just the Chevy Malibu gets the job done. I just have gotten used to it. But on the other hand, when you go out to actual Malibu, it is wild how like down PCH, how from structure to structure. Now, I know the land is worth a lot of money, but still, they've let, like, there's really crappy-looking homes
amongst
really nice ones. It's crazy. I hadn't, you know, driven down that stretch in a while, and I did recently, and it's weird how some spots of it look like downright impoverished, even though they're right there on the beach, and the property's probably worth a ton.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, there's a trailer park. There's a couple of them, but there's one trailer park on PCH, and it's kind of like life goals to live there one day. I'm not even kidding. I know a bunch
of people.
It's
so nice. It'd be just so nice to just live on the beach.
Like Pete Lee lives in one of them, Becky Robinson. Like, it's not a bad trailer park. It's literally these nice trailers that overlook like the most perfect surfing. You just walk out of your house and you can go surf, but they're actually like affordable. And I'm trying to move in there one day. I'm manifesting it by saying it on your podcast right now.
Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapon lives in one, I think.
I heard Matthew McConaughey has one of those trailers.
What?
Little surf, just for like his surf crash pad thing.
And yeah, I mean, that might have been featured in his film Surfer, Dude.
Yeah,
I think he lived in like an Airstream or something. And back to the Lethal Weapon thing, Doug. I don't want to be a reply guy here, but I believe that he managed to have an isolated spot where it was just his trailer, and they implied that it might even be rent free.
Yeah, they needed enough space where helicopters could surround it and shoot it up or whatever, I think.
But I'll tell you something about how unrealistic Lethal Weapon is, the OG Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I'm excited
because,
about this.
Are you ready? Because yeah. It takes an hour to get to Malibu from Hollywood, and the characters in that movie zip back and forth between those two places like it's nothing. You know, he'll be in his, he'll be at the beach putting his shoes on in his trailer, and the next thing you know, he's at somebody's house in Beverly Hills. That doesn't just happen. That's like a commute.
Yeah. That's a day.
Yeah. It takes a lot of effort. Okay. So we're going to talk to you about lots more about your name. In fact, we're going to start talking about your name because we haven't done that yet. Right after we take a quick break, we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back to Wide World of Dogs. Dogs, yeah!
Hey, we're back, and we are here with Carlisle Forrester, and the suspense has been mounting. It's time to talk about your name, Carlisle. This is your name. That's what we'd call this show if it wasn't hosted by two guys named Doug. Not probably tough to spell, but easy to love, the name Carlisle. How have you felt about that name?
So I'm proud of my name because it is a family name. It's actually my mom's maiden name.
Okay, we were speculating that might be a situation where it's, because it's not typically a first name, right?
No, yeah. I've also, the other Carlisles that I've met, the only other ones I've met have been male. I think it's more of a male name typically.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like some Scottish connotation, or I don't know. It's a town in like Scotland or the town in England. But you know, there's two different spellings, like the Lyle is like the Carlyle, like the famous Carlyle in New York, like that hotel. Okay, it's not that. Mine is the ISLE with the silent S, which makes every telemarketer that ever called me call me Carlissel.
I like that though.
Carlissel. I
mean, that must be a fun. That just be a fun thing to for people to call you, Carlissel.
Yeah, and I get like a lot of people call me
Carlissel
as a nickname.
So, what?
Lyle, like you know.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's like a fun nickname.
Well, that's the weird thing about Carlyle is, you know, you're saying it's normally a man's name. It's even two man's names because it's Carl and Lyle.
That's true.
In but, one name.
But, yeah.
Like it could be like a gay couple. Carl and Lyle. You should write that. You should carve that into a tree. They say, do you carving your name? No, it's two dudes I know. And yeah, and the Carlyle, the spelling of the last of the as a last name Carlyle, there's a famous Carlyle named Kitty, which is just a super fun name, Kitty Carlyle. Yeah. She used to be on panel game shows all the time. I've been watching them on Buzzer lately, and she spells it Carlisle. So she so probably got Kitty people
Carlyle
saying
like, to be related, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe she's of the Carlyle lineage.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense, I guess. Now that you say that.
And there's also, you know, there's also Belinda. You know, I used to, because you always have to give somebody a reference whenever you.
Yeah.
Like, Carlyle, like, you know, and I either say, you know, like the hotel. I used to say like Belinda, but then I realized a lot of people don't know Belinda Carlyle anymore, which makes me feel old and sad. So, and Kitty Carlyle, I mean, Doug, nobody would get that reference, but.
No, like, that's some old shit. But like, I just cracked up at the idea of you saying to somebody, oh, my name is Carlyle Forrester, like, you know, like Belinda, and then them going, okay, Miss Belinda. But yeah, that's so funny because, you know, I don't sit here pounding my brain about it, but I think about when we have a guest on the show, I think about other famous people who have that name because, you know, it's going to just come up naturally, especially since you're in show business. And also, but even as a child or a teenager, you know, when people taunt each other, for some reason, that's something people hold against people is that their name is someone else shares the name, you know.
Right. Well, I definitely had no issue like joining the tag or anything like that. Like no, there's no other Carlyle Forrester.
Yeah, you straight up, you own that for sure. Like there's not even
I got it right away on Instagram.
I went into the name Forrester a little bit too. We'll talk about that later. But like the whole name Carlyle Forrester, it's got a lot of uniqueness. So the question is, you know, it's such a fancy name to begin with. I'm wondering, what does the middle name do? Does it elevate the fanciness, okay, or does it ground you a little bit?
Okay, so get ready for this. Carlyle is the middle name.
Oh,
okay. So what you're really asking is, what is my first name legally? And it's terrible. And it is, drum roll please,
Robert.
Esther.
What is it? What?
Esther.
Oh my God.
Esther. I mean,
Robert was a good guess, but Esther is worse.
And so this one has a funny story to it because I have always hated that name. It's my grandmother's name, and she also hated the name, okay? So much so that she never went by Esther. Her name was Ann Esther, and she used to go by Ann E. That's what everybody knew her as, Ann E. So my dad went his whole entire life not knowing my grandmother's middle name. And whenever they got pregnant with me, and they told her, and they said, you know, we're going to call her Annie. And she said, Annie, why would you call her Annie? And they said, after you. And she was like, my name is Ann Esther. And my dad was, he just loved Esther. He fell in love with it. He had no idea that had been her name the whole time. And it's a book of the Bible. So they really gravitated toward that. And they decided to go with Esther. But what I hate about it is, like, you know, whenever you sign up for school, it's back to school time right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, this is that week of school where, like, everybody's getting their name said wrong by the teacher over and over because the teacher's, like, trying to learn how to pronounce shit or whatever. And so that first week would always be hell because they'd be roll calling and they'd be like, Esther, Esther. And then everybody would snicker and laugh. Oh, Esther, it's the name. Oh. You know, they would just cackle over it because it's such an old lady name. Meanwhile, I think I'll probably switch back and go by that when I'm like 75.
It's good to have that option, but it is funny that
might do a little transition at that point.
It's funny that kids would laugh at it, and then so did you have to then say to out loud to the teacher, "No, it's Carlisle."
Well, actually, back then, because kids couldn't really say Carlisle, I would go by Carly.
Carly, so there you go.
And I would have to say, actually, it's Carly. And I mean, no matter how many times my mom would write Carly, Carly on everything, they would still have it in there. It's Esther. But then I never loved Carly because there was a bunch of other Carlys in the school. And I always thought Carlisle was more unique. So then in about like fourth or fifth grade, you know, like junior high, that I started to be like, no, let's give this Carlisle thing a try. And I was really like signing my papers as all that and trying to get the teachers to go with that. And so that's when that kind of started and became Carlisle. And then, of course, when I moved to L.A., I never went by Carly again. So like if I'm ever, it's only happened one time whenever I'm in L.A., but like if I hear Carly, I'm not expecting that somebody talking to me unless they know me from way, way back in the day, because I've been Carlisle now for a while and I actually don't even identify with Carly at all anymore.
That's a nice rhyme for like in a song, like Carlisle for a while now.
I've been Carlisle for a while now.
How long you been a Carlisle? I've been Carlisle for a while now. Well, that was a treasure trove of information from just asking about the middle name. I love a good switcheroony. I love that you took the power in terms of your name. Like you don't, that's why you don't need tattoos. You already made such a big life choice of what people should call you. You made that decision.
That's right.
By not going by Esther, like poor Esther Pavitsky, she had to add little Esther in front of Esther just to give it something, you know?
Yeah. See, everything's meant to be, because if I would have been Esther, then there'd be two Esthers. If I would have been Annie, then there'd be two Annies. Like, it's a good thing that I'm Carlisle because there's no competition.
No competition on the local scene. I was really... You know, I'm not disappointed that your middle name is Carlisle, but with the name Carlisle Forrester, I was really excited about, really highfalutin middle name. Like I was thinking good ones would be like Worthington or Haversham, Carlisle Haversham Forrester.
My first thought was Worthington. That's so funny.
Okay, so last name Forrester, long line of woodsmen. Like, do you know what the name Forrester comes from?
Really, do not know that part. Sadly, that's what it would mean, though, right? Because back in the day, they named you for like what your family did, so
yeah.
It would have to be that.
I think so. I think it's like, you know, like a lot of those names.
And as much as I love greenery, I do think it's in my bloodline. Doug, that was.
Yeah.
I love the greens.
Yeah, I get it now. That is true. You can have fun with I'm a forester of herb. I just
Smoke
don't
those
even like
trees.
yeah, smoke those trees. Do you ever have you ever managed to watch or know about a motion picture that gets referenced a lot called Finding Forrester?
Finding Forrester. That's all I know. He does that a lot, right?
Well, yeah, it's I get confused about it. I think Forrester is I think the title character is Sean Connery, and he's like some sort of like old professor who for some reason really wants to help this one young black student. So maybe he comes out of retirement to tutor him or something. Anyway, it's like
I don't
a feel
think I ever
good.
saw it, actually.
Yeah, it's a feel good movie, but it's like the one thing that sticks out from it is the thing that Sean Connery says in it that's just over the top dumb. And so I would imagine people say it to you when they find out your name is Forrester. And that's when he goes, "You're the man now, dog." It's just so like, what, you know, because he's trying to be cool, but you know, he's saying this, calling this kid dog. Dog. Yeah, so that's I'll check that off as a no, that you don't have a problem with that because you're not hanging around with people over 50. Okay. We pretty much went through. Did we miss any nicknames that you've had for one reason or another?
Yeah.
Because like when you were young, it was Carly.
Yeah.
And then now, do you have a nickname now? Does anybody call you? I guess you say some people call you Lyle.
Some people call me Lyle or also Lizzle because it looks like it could be Lizzle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an idiot.
Yeah, for Shizzle.
So I guess that's a nickname.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got a lot of weird nicknames at work. So I work in the service industry. I work at a restaurant. And I can't tell you where or I'd have to kill you. But it's a bougie spot. But the guys in the back, the kitchen guys or whatever, they have many different nicknames for me. They call me Watcha. Watcha, Watcha. Whenever I walk through, they always say Watcha. There's a Mexican comedian named that, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know how to look it up either, because whenever they say the name, it's so fast that I don't know. But that's all they know about me is I'm a comedian. So I got this name, Watcha. And then so the head chef calls me Nibbles, because anytime they're trying anything or if there's extra anything, I'm always trying to eat.
Okay.
Always trying to eat. Not that I'm eating off plates or anything, but, you know, just
yeah.
Something lying about. They know Nibbles will taste it.
Yeah. Give it to Nibbles. I don't know. It seems a little.
And then, and Watcha always gets shortened or changed to Watchita. Watchita.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah, because Watcha is probably the masculine version.
I guess. But Watcha, I mean, they're always Watchita. Talking back there. I don't know what the hell they're saying. I should really learn Spanish. If I would have known how much I was going to be around Spanish, like obviously I didn't plan and working in restaurants for as long as I have. And now I feel like it's too late to learn a different language, but it would have been helpful because they're probably talking shit about me all the time. I don't know. I just hear something in Spanish and then Watcha.
Right, you know, like the dirty words in Spanish, right? And like the body part words and stuff. So you could probably pick up on.
I can put some stuff together.
Yeah.
You know what they mean when they say Wera? Because a lot of them don't know my name and they're like, "Hey, Wera, Wera." I was just a white girl.
Wow.
And I'll take it.
Where's the white girl at?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the most important question that we ask every guest, and I'm glad we have time to get it in. And that is, what has been your experience with Dougs in your life? Do you have any, aside from present company excluded, what do you have anyone close to you named
wow.
Doug?
Let me think. Well, you're
so
my
a real brain Doug. Teaser.
I'm not just saying that. You are definitely my favorite Doug. Sorry to Doug Mellard.
It's okay.
I mean, you're up there. You're up there. But
do you think he's top five?
We'll give him a top five because I only know three.
You can't think of any others.
I only know three total, so I'm definitely going to put Mellard in the top five.
Yes. Who else are we talking about?
I have an uncle, Doug.
Oh, that's such Uncle Doug, such a great.
Well, but it kind of, you see, he's married, carried into the family.
Okay.
He's into, so I don't, honestly, I don't really call him uncle. I just call him Doug.
I mean, that feels right. I have a couple of nieces, and when they were little, Doug was not, they couldn't pull that name off, you know?
Yeah.
So it was Uncle Dunk.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah. So it was damn cute, but I'm glad they grew out of it and, you know, didn't decide to keep saying that.
Uncle Dunk.
Uncle Dunk. Yeah. Which Dunk seems to me to be more tough to say than Doug, you know, when you're pronouncing things.
Also, Uncle seems to be tougher than Doug.
Right. Well, I think that's why it's Dunk, is because they're already going Unk. You
yeah,
know, so
yeah.
It's hard to transition from.
Oh,
Uncle
they
to
combined
Dunk.
The two.
Yeah, it's basically the
okay.
Yeah, like sort of making sounds that go sort of together.
Uncle like Dunk. It.
I'd never even really thought about it like that before. It's a interesting revelation. Is
you're gonna sleep easier tonight, buddy?
Right. And so I've probably been eating at me all this time. Why can't they just say Doug? What is wrong with my nieces? So that's what you got, an uncle named Doug, and probably maybe another stand up or two that you've run across named Doug.
I mean, I'm drawing a blank, honestly.
Right? It is I
pretty
was
normal.
Talking to Doug Mellard, and I were discussing that. Like, I just saw an article. This guy, Sam Stein, wrote an article about how it's suddenly there's a lot of people named Doug rising up in the political world. And like, Doug, there's a bunch of Dougs in D.C. running for various things.
Those D.C. Dougs.
Yeah. You know, when I was just in DC and I, you know, asked around and I couldn't find any Dougs. So, and of course, one of the biggest political, he's not a political leader because he's just sort of, again, it's a Doug by marriage situation. But, you know, our vice president is married to a Doug, and Doug Emhoff. And so we're always talking to people about trying to get him on the show, and then the show would end with us hanging up on him. Not because he's a bad person or anything. It's not political. It'd just be funny to get like somebody that powerful in the world.
Yeah.
Who's named Doug, and make him like the guest we're dying to get, and then blow him off. Not, you know, we talked to him for a while. But it'd just be funny to hang up on it and then never say another word about this show ever again.
Now, what about this? Did you ever watch the cartoon Doug?
It comes up often because it's, for some people, it's in their, you know, it wasn't in my wheelhouse. I heard of it and went, oh, you know, I saw drawings of the character and went, well, that guy. It doesn't act like me at all. You know, like nobody's ever, you know, really referred to me other than a little kid once called me Doug Funny. And I thought it was a compliment, but it was just his last name is Funny.
Doug Funny. Oh, yeah. I forgot his last name was that.
Yeah. Great last name. Funnie.
Mellor.
That'd be a fun name for
Doug
a dog.
Funny. Oh, that
Funny the dog.
Okay, have either of you seen the cartoon enough to know the theme song from Doug?
I have not.
Is it just like do do do? Is it like a
wait? I'll
humming
do
or
it
whistling?
For you. I'll do it for you.
Do it.
I know that somebody listening knows this theme song, and this is one of the few things that I know how to beatbox. And if you want to hear it, I'll do it for you.
Wow, this is really what a treat. I can't
so this
believe
is a
this
hidden
is happening.
Talent. Not a lot of people know I can beatbox, and there's only a couple songs that I can, and one of them happens to be the Doug theme song, so it seems fitting for this podcast. Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Could you
Okay,
hear
you
it?
Just yeah, you just played the theme song from the show.
I
that wasn't you didn't
it.
Do that with your mouth.
Yes, I did. I don't know.
I, that's how unfamiliar I am with the show, as I don't even know if you did a good job.
You got to check it out. It's uncanny.
Well, I mean, if we ever need a new theme song to this show, I think we just recorded it.
I mean, I'll do it.
I think we just captured it. Oh, that reminds me, producer Ryan, last week's show, we had Morgan Jay on, and he made a, he did a Welcome Back to Wide World of Doug's or something like that musical sting.
I love Morgan.
He put it in right after the commercial break ends.
Oh, perfect.
I forgot to mention it before we started recording today. one last thing. This has been delightful. And I like to give a gift to each of our guests. And that gift is in the form of an anagram. I sat down with the name Carlisle Forrester and tried to figure out if there's anything else that could be spelled using exactly the same letters in a different order. And, you know, and I came up with something that's three words that jumbles up Carlisle Forrester nicely. And
Light
it goes like
me.
This. It goes like this. Whatcha, whatcha? No, it goes. And, you know, we'll discuss what this is. Is there some sort of hidden meaning here? Faster rice rollers.
Hey. Whoa. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I think it feels like a sushi reference. Do you like sushi?
I love sushi.
Yes,
but
you like
know,
a fast
the
rice
problem
roller.
With sushi is a lot of times your rice rollers lag too much,
right? They're such perfectionists in the sushi rice rolling game that you want them to be faster.
That's right.
It's a genuine problem. Carlisle Forrester, what would you like to promote/plug? Let's get your socials.
Yes, everybody, please go follow my Instagram. It's the only one I'm active on. It's just my name, Carlisle Forrester. And that's where you're going to see where I'm performing all over the LA area, usually with Doug Benson.
Yeah, I'm often on the same shows as Carl X. We both do spots all around around LA. And and you should say Carlisle, not with a Y.
That's right. You got to spell it like Isle of Carl.
That's how my, you know, that's sort of what Doug Loves Movies, it started off as I was thinking of doing something, or even for this show we could have done it. I like the expression Isle of Dougs instead of Isle of Dog. Yeah, but I also thought of a fun name. We name every episode of this show. It was some sort of Doug pun, and I hope that we haven't used the one that I thought of for today previously. Doug Mellard, what do you got to plug?
I will be, well, find me at Doug Mellard on IG, and I'll be at the Southside Comedy Club here in Austin, Texas, next Tuesday, 8/22. I believe it's 7:30, and I'll kick it to you to if you want to plug the Cap City show again.
Oh, everybody probably just wrote down the date when I said it at the beginning of the show. I'm confident.
Well, they gotta know. We need it in their heads. We need to get a dug out there.
All the Austin listeners will be there for sure. I'm very confident. Yeah. But all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. I've got some lots of fun Doug Loves Movies tapings in LA, and then some of them, you know, out there on the road. Thanks again, Carlisle Forrester.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
so I mean, Esther Carlisle Forrester.
Don't get it started. That's top secret that stays here until I turn 80, and then I just start, you know, going on stage as that.
I like, Esther is a good fallback. You could definitely use that, you know. It'd be even funny if you would say it to people like in an angry tone when they say Carla, it's Esther. I'm Esther now. Carlisle was yesterday. All right, here we go. Thanks, everybody. And as always, you're the man now, Doug.